This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Health and rescue officials in Gaza say more than 30 Palestinians were killed by Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip overnight and into Saturday as concerns grow over a lack of fuel and supplies for overburdened hospitals in the region. Rescue workers searched through the twisted rubble of a home in Gaza City by flashlight after it was hit by an Israeli attack early Saturday. Video provided by Gaza's Civil Defense Authority showed them carrying a young girl wrapped in blankets with injuries to her face and at least two other children who appeared to be dead. A civil defense spokesperson says the attack killed at least 20 people in total. The World Health Organization reports only 15 of Gaza's 36 hospitals are still partially functional. Meanwhile, families of Hamas hostages prepare to mark the loved one's 100th day in captivity. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Every morning, Rachel Goldberg-Polin grabs the marking pen and in thick black strokes on a masking tape writes down the number of days her son Hirsch has been held hostage by Hamas militants. Then she sticks the tape to her chest. She tells the AP,
"It sickens me again. I never get used to it, which is good, and I shouldn't, and no one should."
23-year-old California native Hirsch Goldberg-Polin was last seen on October the 7th at a music festival in southern Israel. 100 days have gone by since he and about 250 others were taken hostage by the militants who stormed across the border from Gaza. His mother now spends her days trying to bring Hirsch and the other hostages home. I'm Karen Chamas.
In Taiwan, ruling party candidate Lai Xingda has emerged victorious in Taiwan's presidential election, and his opponents have conceded. Beijing strongly opposes Lai, and the results will determine the trajectory of relations with China over the next 4 years. This is VOA News.